أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. This is the Surah Al-Shams, in which Allah Ta'ala has taken the most qasams at one place in the whole Quran in order to explain the subject matter, that the purification of our soul, how important it is. And these qasams Allah Ta'ala has taken, broadly speaking, they are first six in pairs of two, that means three pairs, of the sun and the moon, the day and the night, the sky and the earth. And then the seventh qasam Allah Ta'ala takes in that aspect is that of our body, our physical body, our nafs. And so with the nafs, the opposite of it, so to say, was the ruh, the soul also. But Allah Ta'ala has not taken qasam of that. Allah has only taken qasam of the nafs. And this is also a very great creation of Allah Ta'ala, this human body which Allah Ta'ala has created. And if a person ponders in it, he will see the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in every aspect of his body. The particular thing Allah refers to here is the balance in the body which Allah Ta'ala has created. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. Or jiki, Allah takes qasam of our body also, of our nafs. Wama sawaha, or jaise ke usko theek banaya, and as Allah Ta'ala has made it perfectly and made it very balanced. So this is also qasam which Allah Ta'ala has taken. And this nafs, we are made up of two main components, that is our body and our soul. And the more important thing, though it's not conscious in our mind, but we all understand the soul is more important, our ruh. Because as long as the ruh is in the body, we even worry about whatever goes wrong in the body. That we have high blood, we have sugar, whatever we have, as long as the ruh is there. When the ruh is gone out, we can't even worry about these things. There is no question. But unfortunately, we don't pay any attention to the ruh. The ruh is the important thing. Without the ruh, this body is useless. Then it can't even bathe itself. And then other people have to give it a bath. Up to that time, we could have made our own namazes, but now we can't make namaz also. Namaz is made on us. Till that time, we could walk. Now we can't walk. We are carried to the qabristan. And then we can't do anything. When the soul is gone out, that body is not worth anything, then it is buried. But we don't pay any attention to the soul, which is the most important, the ruh. That is the thing that we must give attention to. So this year, the body anyway, Allah Ta'ala has made it, and Allah has made it very balanced also. For example, if we see the two eyes, Allah Ta'ala has made the same size. If one eye was just like a small pimple, and the other eye was very big, how should a person look? Our two legs Allah has made balanced. If one leg was 1 foot, 12 inches, and the other foot, the other leg was 1 meter, how should we should go hopping and walking, how should we look? Everything Allah Ta'ala has balanced it in the body. If we look at the inside physical things, our sugar also, as long as it is in its balance, we are healthy. When it goes out of balance, too much sugar in a person or too little sugar, now he's a sick person. Our cholesterol, fats, we need in the body. But if they are too much, then that is also unhealthy. If they are too little, it is also unhealthy. We need blood pressure. If it is too low, it's also a problem. If it's too high, it's also a problem. And Allah Ta'ala makes this perfect for every person. So this shows the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala also. Anyway, the important thing which comes out from the ayat that follow, that either the body is going to control the soul, the nafs, nafs is going to control the soul, the ruh, or the ruh is going to control the body, the nafs. And what we have to do, what Allah has made us responsible for, that we make an effort that we let the ruh be in charge. That the ruh controls us, the ruh is from Allah Ta'ala. And it comes with all its purity from Allah Ta'ala. The nafs is filthy and dirty. The nafs is ammara bisu. It keeps on commanding us of doing evil. The nafs is lawwama. It reaches the next stage where it still is doing wrong, but it feels guilty about its wrong. A simple example to understand this, if our car, we have it, if we are in control of the car, the driver is in control of the car, then we will reach our destination safely. But if the car is in control of us, which we say the car is now, is gone out of control, that the car is controlling us, we are not controlling the car, then we know how dangerous that is. If anything happens and the car goes out of control, which really means now the car is controlling us and we are not controlling the car, that is the most dangerous thing. So like that, we have to be controlled, be in charge. The ruh has to be in charge and controlling. But when the ruh is not controlling and the nafs is controlling, that is the time we are full of danger, and much more danger than a car that is gone out of control, than an aeroplane that is gone out of control. If our ruh, if our nafs becomes in charge and our the nafs is controlling the ruh, because the nafs is filled with evil and it just wants to command and make us do evil all the time. So for that, as Allah explains in front, that we have to make this effort to get our nafs under control, subjugate it to the ruh, and it must follow the commands which the ruh gives it, and it must not be commanding the ruh. So this is an important thing that Allah Ta'ala has taken this qasam separately, so that we understand how important it is that we must get our nafs under control. Otherwise, the nafs let us do commit such evil action that we cannot believe ourselves that we did those things, and such havoc and such destruction it brings for a person and for others also in this world, and more worse if the results will be in the akhirah. So therefore, it's important that we be conscious that we got this ruh within us. The ruh is the more important thing, but we are all out just to satisfy the needs of our nafs, of our body. As we will get up from here, most of us, we go home, perhaps some may be going directly to work. Anyway, after perhaps breakfast, we'll be going to work. It is also effort for the nafs, that we get the food, that we get our rental, we pay our houses, etc. All that, we are worried about the nafs. But about the ruh, and to correct the ruh, what effort are we making? May Allah give us this understanding and this tawfiq to make effort for our ruh also, that our ruh be in charge and be in control. Wa akhiru da'wana.